We're going to go back now to Orlando. Most of the victims in Sunday's mass shooting there were Latinos, specifically Puerto Ricans. Many of them left their families in Puerto Rico to come to Orlando. NPR's Adrian Florido has been spending time with some of those who are grieving.
At a vigil for the victims, people put up little candlelit altars. Around the one for Anthony Laureano, his friends held hands and mourned in two languages.
Estamos aquí.
We're here together.
Porque no somos diferentes.
Because we're not different.
Nearby, Francesca Garcia was holding a collage of photos of her friend, Jonathan Camuy.
His smile, you know, what I'm always going to remember is his smile.
I noticed there's a picture of him with a Puerto Rican flag here, huh? Here.
Yeah, he was Puerto Rican. Yeah, because usually our parents live over there and we're the rebel ones that move here to make it, you know, on our own.
Garcia says Camuy moved to Florida 2 years ago to escape Puerto Rico's economic crisis. It's something many Puerto Ricans are doing, resettling by the thousands in Central Florida. This is reinforcing bonds between Orlando and the island, but it also means Sunday's shooting shattered lives in both places. Earlier, near where the shootings happened, I met Luis Mercado. He works with local Spanish language TV. We ducked into my car to escape Florida's stifling heat.
Tú tienes más personas que están llegando donde el español es su primer idioma. Pero si vienes a ver realmente...
He says despite many Puerto Ricans arriving who speak little English, the Puerto Rican community is pretty united. On Sunday, around 3 a.m., Mercado's phone started going off with messages in both languages. Two of his best friends, Juan Rivera and his partner Luis Conde, were at the Pulse nightclub, but there was no news of them. Over the next 18 hours, Mercado and his friends' families went from hospital to hospital hoping to hear Juan and Luis's names read from the lists of the injured.
Pasa un nombre, pasa el segundo, y tu corazón late, y tú esperas que llegue, y no llega.
Your heart is pounding, he says, as they read one name after the other, but not theirs. And then they get to the end, and you start to cry.
Cuando llegan al final, tú comienzas a llorar. Tú comienzas a llorar porque ellos no están en esa lista. Ya tú sabes que tienen que estar en la otra.
You cry because you realize they must be on the other list, the list of the dead. Juan and Luis did die. They were among the best-known hairstylists in Puerto Rican Orlando. Flowers pile up outside their salon. For all the unity, the issue of many of the victims' sexuality is causing a little tension. This woman called into one of Orlando's most popular Spanish-language radio stations to say her friend refused to mourn gay victims.
Entonces ella dice que ella, she's not going to put her flag halfway because that's not what her flag is all about.
Right now, though, people are starting to focus on the victims' families. I drove to a strip mall where volunteers were coordinating travel and lodging for those coming to Orlando for funerals.
She's just willing to offer a room in our home.
One volunteer, Suzanne Gonzalez, says offers are coming in from airlines, hotels, and regular people.
We've even got some attorneys offering, offering help for how to help these people get the proper documentation to get here.
They'd actually just gotten word that a lawyer had secured an emergency visa for a Dominican mother to come to her son's funeral. And then another offer for donated tombstones. They accepted. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Orlando.